Now, Australia's housing system is facing challenges for the future. Growing numbers of Australians are locked out of home ownership or struggling to find secure and affordable private rentals. The housing crisis is quickly turning into a crisis of care, and it is time for a new approach. The person behind who thinks it's time for a new approach is Dr. Emma Power, who's a senior research fellow from the Western Sydney University. Emma, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show, Julia.
No problem at all. So how would you say, it's kind of a broad question, but how would you say the housing system is failing Australians at the moment? What are the biggest issues?
Look, even with prices dropping in Sydney, there are huge concerns about homeowners drowning in debt. For lots of the low-income earners that we've talked to in our research, the costs that they're paying in rent, mortgages even, mean that things like paying for food, meeting energy bills, heating and cooling, and meeting their health costs is an ongoing challenge. And so that's driving us to say it is a need for a new way of talking about housing in Australia. And we want us to start thinking about housing as an infrastructure of care.
So how would you define a housing system that cares? What can it do?
Look, houses are the place where everyday care takes place. They're places where we cook, where we clean, where we do our washing. We take care of children, ourselves, our partners, our other family members. There are also places where we take part in community-based care. You know, we look after neighbours' homes while they're away. We keep an eye on their pets and we make sure that the neighbourhood's a safe place. And we might take part, in community gardening, things like that. That kind of care work is what keeps us alive, and it's also part of what makes our communities welcoming places to live. And so we need a housing system that actually supports that caring work. And the concern we have at the moment is that by focusing so much on just on the cost of housing, on the affordability, and by saying we need to make home ownership more affordable, that we're actually shutting more and more people out of the housing system. We're not looking at how the housing system as a whole works as a place to live and care for other people in.
Right. And you say, you know, it's always kind of been about the economics for people with housing. How can we shift the focus from economics to concentrate on the infrastructure of care?
Right, so I think what we need to do is to start looking at how the housing system as a whole works. So at the moment we're focusing on home ownership. We have this idea in Australia that we're a homeowner society. And if we look at the way that home ownership works, yeah, it can be a fantastic infrastructure of care for people who've got reasonable incomes, for people who can afford to buy housing. They've got lots of freedom. They can buy and sell housing to suit the particular needs that they have. They can support the care needs and ambitions of their children. They can fund their care needs in later life by selling their housing, for instance. But for people who are locked out of home ownership, it can be very challenging. People who are living in the private rental sector, for instance, often live in very insecure housing. The standard lease term in Australia at the moment is only 6 to 12 months. It's very difficult for people to put down roots, to be able to, you know, commit to school education in one place for their child, to be able to really feel at home in the long term if they're living in a house that they might need to move every 6 to 12 months. It can also be very difficult for people to be able to afford that housing. You know, we've seen rental prices go up in Australia increasingly, and even though they've dropped a little bit in the last sort of 12 months to 2 years, they're still extremely high, and there's a lot of evidence that that people cannot afford it. So there was an Anglicare report that came out recently that found that on one weekend in Sydney, only about 7 properties, around the 40,000 properties that were available to rent, were affordable to a single person on the aged pension.
Wow.
So we need to look at that question of affordability. Mm. But we also need to look at how the housing system works more broadly. Things like the right of landlords to no grounds eviction mean that people are at risk every time they ask for a property repair to be done.
Mm. It's shocking, all those issues, I guess, and re-looking at it in from the lens of a care, a crisis of care is really important, I think, to realise that everyone does have a right to live comfortably and safely and have a roof over their heads. So for sure, there's lots to look at there. Emma, thank you so much for your time on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.